USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there's no basis for the Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee to announce plans to launch a broad new investigation looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election and Trump's foreign interests. Democratic Congressman John Garamundi feels otherwise.
We'll investigate everything that could be troublesome to this country, and that is the president's finances. How about talking about the emoluments clause and the Trump Hotel here in town?
Top political figures in Virginia are facing allegations. Virginia's attorney general says he too wore blackface. Mark Herring says he dressed up for a party in 1980, began with Governor Ralph Northam. He's been urged to resign after a 1984 yearbook page showed a man in blackface and a man in a KKK costume. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The president discusses a bipartisan bill that he signed into law at the State of the Union address. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump highlighted some of his accomplishments at the State of the Union address on Tuesday night, including the First Step Act, a major reform of the criminal justice system. One of his invited guests at the State of the Union address last night was Matthew Charles from Tennessee, whom President Trump said was the first person released under the new law. Charles shares his reaction when the president signed the act into law.
Being the witness to the president, not only state Davis going to sign it prior to him signing it, but to actually see him on C-SPAN sign it, I mean, it was just remarkable for everybody that witnessed it.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old police veteran was shot and killed in Milwaukee while trying to serve a warrant. This was the third officer killed in the line of duty in the past 8 months. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren apologized after declaring on a state bar of Texas registration card in 1986 that she was American Indian. She said she wanted to clarify her heritage.
I'm not a tribal citizen, and I should have been more mindful of the distinction with tribal citizenship and tribal sovereignty. And that is why I apologize to Chief Baker and why I've made a very public apology.
The United Nations says claims that the war on terror is in its final phase are premature. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
A United Nations report says international terrorist groups carried out more attacks in Iraq and Syria in the last 6 months of 2018 than in any other countries, and Islamic State extremists were primarily to blame. The UN says in a report that was released on Wednesday that the Islamic State and its affiliates, quote, continue to pose the main and best resourced international terrorist threat, while Al-Qaeda also remains resilient. Experts say ISIS fighters remain under intense military pressure in their stronghold in eastern Syria, but they've showed a determination to resist and the capability to still be able to counterattack. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.